to start the second. Well, no game yesterday, but the big news of the day was Colonel's mascot, Mr. Shucks, on the 3-day disabled list. And he'll be on the DL for the rest of the week, hoping to have him back for the weekend. And he was having a little too much fun. Here's a ground ball fair past third by Zach Larson. Rolls up against the tarp, and Larson coasting into second base. He draws a throw, and he slides in safely with a double. And Zach Larson now leads the league with 11 doubles as he poked that one just fair down the left field line.
Yeah, great piece of hitting down there on the line, making a third baseman, Bodie, kind of dive past that one. He was kind of startled after that one got off the bat. And then Martin out there in left field for the Cougars, losing his hat, running for that one. A little speed out there. He loses his hat, falls to the ground, but nonetheless gets to the ball in time. And fortunately, a double banger right there for Larson.
RBI chance for Ivory Thomas, left fielder, with Larson at second base. One away in the second. The pitch to Thomas, a fastball for a strike. Well, apparently Mr. Shucks hurt himself while riding his scooter. Entertaining fans, as always, and we wish him a speedy recovery through the rehab process. Sometimes it can be strenuous, but you got to do what you got to do to get back healthy, and you can't have him coming back too quickly.
You don't ever want to see mascots get hurt, especially Mr. Shucks, but if you're going to get hurt doing what you love, I think that's the best way to go down.
1-1, swung on and missed, one ball and two strikes. Well, anyways, fans are encouraged to send Mr. Shucks a get-well message to help him recover even faster. You can tweet him at Mr._Shucks. The 1-2 is a called strike three on the outside corner, and Thomas is down. Two outs here in the second for Joel Lycon. You can tweet Mr. Shucks at Mr._Shucks. You can tweet the Colonels at CR Colonels. You can send a message through Instagram, Facebook, many different ways. The best way I think you could do that is make sure you're here this weekend to wish him well in person and welcome him back here to the ballpark. Lycon takes a strike, nothing in one, but some of the great messages we've already received. Janet says, hope you're better soon. Francis saying, we need you off the DL and active. And Francis, we couldn't agree more. We need him healthy and ready to go. There's a strike, nothing in two. Melissa says, be careful, please be careful.
The slippery conditions out there, that'll get him, but hopefully when that sun comes out, he'll be ready to welcome fans through the gates.
Nothing in two on Lycon, and the pitch from Torres is chopped foul by Lycon.
Looked like it came back and hit him in the back of the head there, the neck possibly. You see some of those foul balls hit batters in the legs, that one rolling up but doing no damage.
Lon says we need the spider trick to keep fans off of or on the edge of their seats. And, of course, that one of the most popular things that Shucks does with the spider trick. And that'll we guarantee that he'll be ready to go with the spider trick. If you haven't seen that, make sure you're – well, he does it almost every night. So the odds are that you're going to see it here at a ball game. The 1-2 is chopped foul by Lycon, and he stays alive. Matt says, silly mascot, scooters are for kids. Get well soon. The pitch, there's a breaking ball inside. Two balls and two strikes.
Seems like a lot of people really up in arms about his injury.
He's beloved. He's the face of the franchise, as Bob Brooks said. He's the only one who is, well, he never ages. And here's a 2-2 grounded foul down the third baseline.
That's why I think he'll make such a good recovery. Being that young and limber, things are working out for him.
He's one of the few guys in baseball who can really, well, they don't lose their prime. You know, he's talking about the prime age in baseball. Well, Shucks is always in his prime. 2-2, outside and low, three balls and two strikes. I'm much work do you think he does in the offseason to stay in great shape? Because opening day, he is in mid-season form. It's unbelievable, this guy.
I mean, you really have to stay in shape during the offseason, even outworking some of those guys at the major league level. It's unbelievable.
3-2 lifted high in the air to shallow center. Hanneman now coming in a few steps. He's underneath, and the Cougars center fielder makes the grab to end the second. No runs, a hit, and a man left. We played two. Get well, Mr. Shucks. We need you back here at the ballpark as soon as you can be here. Get off that three-day disabled list and come join us. We go to the third. No score. Colonels and Cougars on KMRY.